Now is Les Krantz. He's written a fascinating book. It's called Not Till the Fat Lady Sings, The Most Dramatic Sports Finishes of All Time. Not only is it a book, but for the $29.95 price, you also get a DVD that illustrates a lot of those finishes, including, if you're a Boston fan like I am, Doug Flutie's on there with this great great throw he made, the Hail Mary. Carlton Fisk is on there, John Havlicek, Bill Buckner. You can't have them all. But, of course, we're long-suffering fans here in Boston, and now we can watch Buckner boot that ball over and over again.
Mark, it sounds like you looked at the DVD that comes with the book.
I did. Looked at the book and the DVD.
It's narrated by Jim McKay, and Jim actually saw a lot of these games.
Yep, and so did I. And it brings it back again, you know. It's a great book. It's a lot of fun. How did you decide what to include and what not to include? Were there any that you might have included, but there wasn't enough space?
Well, there was one that I wanted to include, but I got vetoed. But it was Greg LeMond's fabulous come from behind in the Tour de France. This was shortly after he got shot. But I'll tell you something. The 50 greatest final moments in sports is the subject of the book, and boy, we got 50 great ones.
Oh, yeah.
These are the heart stoppers, the nail biters.
Yeah, we also have a new one to add to the book, the Pedro Martinez meltdown, and the Red Sox losing another pennant that they should have won.
You know, you actually hit the essence of this whole book. I mean, these real close games that are decided in the final inning or the last 10 seconds or whatever it may be, they hardly ever happen. They're the games you're hoping for that happen once or twice a year. And, of course, we went back over 95 years and got the greatest final finishes both in the book and on the DVD.
Hmm. And, of course, you know, many of them involve Boston teams.
You know, there's something about Boston in the final moments, the final seconds, the ninth inning. I don't know what it is about you Bostonians, but boy, you get that adrenaline going at the last minute. You just won't win in the beginning or the middle.
Yeah, well.
Or lose.
Yeah, the many of the great moments of the Celtics are positive moments in the final moments, but the Red Sox, unfortunately for us, have had not too many, although the Carlton Fisk one certainly was a positive moment.
Well, there certainly are some great Boston moments, the you know, the final moments. We ranked all the games in the book from 1 to 50 in terms of the most dramatic finish, and one of them, number 11, was Havlicek's famous steal in 1965.
Right.
When he moved into the passing lane, and he tips Hal Greer's inbound pass intended for Jeff Walker.
And, now, did you end up using Johnny Most's voice at all on that?
No, on that particular, that one is actually not on the DVD. DVD has 20 games. But we do have some famous radio calls. Russ Hodges, Giants win the pennant, Giants win the pennant.
Yeah, because right here, Johnny Most, Havlicek stole the ball, was one of the most famous quotes. And it would have actually been cool to have a DVD on the DVD and a CD as well, so you could have had some of the calls on this by the original announcers.
A lot of them are on there. One of my favorites is the Cal Stanford game, and we have the original soundtrack. Joe Starkey just goes crazy. He goes completely nuts. And actually, you know, it's not just his voice. We show the final moments of that game when the band came on the field, and Kevin Moen had to dodge, you know, trumpet players and majorettes, and he finally collides with the bass player and knocks him over in the end zone.
It's, yep.
No doubt it's the most dramatic finish in all of college football.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at the book here, and you do have the broadcast most stuff, but it's in quotes. So you do have at least the wording of Johnny Most.
We also have a famous Red Sox game when Carlton Fisk hit that famous Buddy English double.
He steered it fair.
Yeah. Well, he cheated. Of course, he used his hands to wave it fair.
What did you do in terms of research for this book?
Well, I looked at hundreds and hundreds of games, you know, games that I knew had pretty good final finishes, and I narrowed it down to 50. And then we had a panel of sports writers vote on, you know, rank them from 1 to 50, and that's how we came up with our rankings.
Hmm. One of the greatest moments for Boston fans, and actually probably national fans as well, was that Flutie Hail Mass, the Hail Mary. That was an amazing throw. I'll never forget that because I was watching that game, and that thing just took off, and when Phelan caught that ball, everybody in Boston just went
berserk. Yeah, by the way, that's on the DVD, and Doug Flutie wrote the foreword to the book.
Yes. Yeah. So Doug's a great guy, too.
You know, it's interesting because in order to do the radio shows we wanted, we made a list of where the great games were played or what teams were involved. Mm-hmm. You know, between, you know, Boston University and the Red Sox and the Celtics, you guys won hands down. I think six of the 50 are games that involved Boston.
Mm. Yeah, Doug is a great guy, and in fact, I used to do a show in Natick many years ago, and he used to come visit. That's where he lived. And just one of the nicest guys around. Still is.
You know, it's doubly exciting when it's a great guy, isn't it?
Yep.
That makes, you know, I mean, you were rooting for him all along, and then you see the greatest moment of his life.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing, and it still propelled. We always, you know, around here in Boston, liked when the Patriots grabbed him, but of course they never gave him a chance to do much. Another thing that everybody listening around the country right now remembers, of course, was the Miracle on Ice. You know, do you believe in miracles? When the in 1980, when our hockey team won the gold medal.
You know, when we did the taping for the DVD, Jim McKay, who was the show host, actually witnessed that game. So he was speaking firsthand. We said, "Throw away the script, Jim. You just tell us about it." Mm-hmm. And he said, "You talk about an announcer getting excited." He said, "You know, that he says this was the greatest moment in sports, any sport, any time." And it actually only ranked number three. So you can imagine how exciting the number two and the number one games are.
And, of course, again, for all the folks who are listening on the Boston affiliates, you know, people like Jim Craig and John O'Callaghan and Dave Silk and Steve Kristoff, Michael Ruzioni.
Yeah,
all those guys were all from BU. So, and
Ruzioni
was the captain of the team.
Right, so. A famous game-winning goal. You know, the real excitement, that was an oddball game in a way, because the real excitement was watching them defend their lead for 10 minutes, you know, and Jim Craig's phenomenal goaltending.
Mm.
You know, your heart is in your mouth every time the Soviets take a shot, because they're going to tie the game with it.
Right.
So that was the real excitement.
And, yeah, and the interesting thing is that people don't remember that, you know, yeah, they beat Russia 4-3, and they waited for a long time for that 10 minute to go by. But that wasn't the final game that was actually going to play after that. But it became kind of anticlimactic.
Right, right. Because they had to get by the Soviets, actually, and then they, you know, actually they played Finland for the,
right.
the championship.
That was kind of anticlimactic.
There's another game that actually was for the championship in the Olympics, or for the gold medal, and that was the Soviets and the USSR. And about that's of course in the book and on the DVD, and that was the 1972 Olympics.
That's right.
Beloff's, you know, fabulous record, a tenth of a second left in the game.
Mm.
And they heave a full court pass to Beloff, who's there at the basket, and at the buzzer, he's right there and defeats the United States.
Yeah, actually, just remembering now game five of the 86 championship series, which you also have in here with Dave Henderson's home run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Another great moment in... That was one of the better moments in Boston sports. Of course, it ended the same way they always end, with the Red Sox losing. But
the number one rank, I guess I ought to tell you what number two is. We talked about Miracle on Ice being number three. Number two was the NFL championship game, the Colts versus the Giants. But what made that so exciting, you know, except the 13-play touchdown that won the game for Baltimore, was the fact that there'd never been an overtime game in the NFL. That was the very first one. Nobody had ever seen that before. And also it was the first televised game, and that was probably the most important football game ever played, because that popularized professional football. Before that, it took a real backseat to baseball.
And many of the players and the coaches on both teams of that game were in the Hall of Fame.
Right, right. Eubanks and Weeb.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it, you know, Johnny Unitas, obviously, but Raymond Berry, who we all know around here as a former coach of the Patriots, was the receiver there. And it was two amazing teams playing each other on that.
Well, that was the second greatest finish in sports. I think you already know what number one is.
I know what it is, but the folks out there might not. You know, I got to tell you that I wasn't even born then, so... To me, it means nothing, but I've heard, obviously, through the lore of people talking about it, the shot heard around the world.
I want to tell you something. If you play that DVD, I think you'll agree. That is probably the most exciting moment in sports that I can think of. It's the Dodgers and the Giants. This was, of course, when they were both playing in New York. And they were the biggest rivals in baseball. This was at the Polo Grounds.
It's kind of like the Red Sox-Yankees now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's what makes these games so exciting, because so many of them are these arch rivals. But anyway, in 1951, the Giants, they rallied past the Dodgers 5-4 behind Bobby Thompson's 3-run homer. And it's bottom of the ninth, a home run, and he brings the pennant and, of course, the Fall Classic to New York and to the Giants. And the fans go nuts, the announcer went nuts, and you'll go nuts when you see that moment on the DVD.
It's an amazing combination here. I mean, the DVD itself is worth the $29.95. that the book costs, and the book is beautifully done. You did a real nice job on it, as you always do with your books that you have done. And having Jim McKay's voice attached to it is even more pronounced. It's a great deal. This thing should cost $50, but it's $29.95.
I have to thank the Associated Press photographers, too, because, we went through the archives of what I believe is the world's greatest sports photography
mm-hmm.
from the Associated Press, and there's 95 years of Associated Press sports photography, and that's, of course, we did a coffee table book, a beautiful oversized book, so we could show that off.
Mm. Yeah, you even have the controversial Johnny Pesky held the ball call on the air.
We got a lot of controversial stuff. The long count, Gene Tunney versus Jack Dempsey, certainly controversial. And I mentioned a Soviet basketball
game. Yeah, that was terrible. I lived through some of these ones that I've lived through in SAR. Still aggravate me.
They're still exciting, aren't they?
They're exciting, but they're maddening. The book is a great way to kind of go through history. If you're a sports buff like I am, you will love this book, no matter where you live. Not Till the Fat Lady Sings, the most dramatic sports finishes of all time. It has a DVD in it as well, narrated by Jim McKay. The thing's only $29.95, so go get them before they run out of the stores. It's Triumph Books, and it's available at all bookstores and Amazon and all over the Internet. Les, it's a great book. What's the follow-up? Are you working on something else now?
Well, I may do another one. It's going to be called Dark Horses and Underdogs. It's the greatest upsets in sports. It's the Davids who slew Goliath. But I want to tell you something. This Not Till the Fat Lady Sings, the current book, that ain't exactly mashed potatoes either.
Well, until the next book, we'll talk to you next time around, Les.
Mark, thank you. Very insightful things you brought up.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.